This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here on this live Saturday edition of the show with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian
and Chris.
We will continue with your calls and thoughts. For those of you just tuning in, some of the discussion tonight has centered around the Women's March on Washington, D.C. today. Also, Donald Trump, his inauguration. We ended up talking about college and the ridiculous costs associated with it that, of course, you can blame the government for. We'll continue with all of that. Of course, your calls and thoughts come first here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We go back to Andrew in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Andrew, you'd called the end of the last hour, and we got your call at that point, and you had expressed some concerns as a contractor that the companies you're competing with, the big contractor corporations, that they have figured out ways to just cut their costs to the bone, and they're, you know, competing each other into the dirt, and it's making it very hard for you as an independent operator to compete. Is that right? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
It's along those lines. I mean, it's just they pinpointed the market to the point where they can just pay some pennies for a labor force and still make millions.
So are they
like on the other end with college? College has figured out the same thing. Like they can each charge, you know, ridiculous amounts for it because they can get away with it. There's nobody challenging them.
Well, it seems like a completely different situation. I mean, we were talking about how colleges are able to continue increasing their costs over time because they are guaranteed money by the government. What you're talking about sounds like a competitive market where the prices are being driven down by competition. I know, obviously, it's not an entirely free market because the government does, in most places that I'm aware of, restrict contractor licenses. So they do restrict the marketplace to people who are able to jump through whatever governmental hoops.
Right.
You're there in Virginia. I imagine they have contractor licenses there, correct?
I'm not 100% sure. I'm an independent. I work for multiple companies under their certifications as well as licenses.
Gotcha. So you subcontract for others and things like that?
Yeah.
Good.
So you're not out running your own business. You're working for some of these companies.
But still running his own business. But his employers may not be the person building a building, but it might be the guy who's got the general contract to build a building, for example. Is that correct?
Yes, along those lines. I work in the security field, both physical and IT, and it's just like the market is getting crazy ridiculous about how they're bidding to win. They're not even bidding to be able to pay their employees. I was on two contracts that they had to give up the contracts because they couldn't fulfill the personnel because they were paying so little.
Well, there is a certain point where pay can only go below a certain level, because below a certain level you're going to get garbage employees who, you know, you have to pay a certain level of pay in order to get quality work, in order to get, you know, people you can rely on.
And this sounds almost suicidal that they're bidding so low that they can't even afford to take on the job.
Right.
I mean, that's what the free market does also, is it punishes bad actors, and these guys sound like bad actors, or at least not very smart actors. You know, you've got to put in a bid that guarantees that you'll be able to get the people to get the work done and get paid. If you don't do that, then sorry.
Yeah, that's the problem, though. Like, they've lost the ethical balance. Now they're just looking for the victory. And they're still losing out, but
well, that's only going to be a short-term gain for them. I mean, ultimately, it's not going to, that can't last for long, because they can't just keep carving up their own people in hopes of in improving their bottom line and improving profits, because eventually they're going to have some employees who don't know what they're doing. They're going to fail at building whatever it is they're trying to build, and they're not going to get word of mouth. It's not going to be good for them. It's not going to, in the long run, benefit their business. I understand that in the short term, it's probably hard to compete with people who are just gutting their quality or whatever out due to cutting costs. And competition is a frustrating thing in the marketplace. I mean, we'd all love to have no competition.
It would be great
for our business, but they do. Sometimes they'll do things that are outrageous. And the only thing you can do is, if you love the business that much, is persevere and try to come up with ways to make yourself unique and make whatever it is that you're bringing to the marketplace desirable that sets you apart from that competition. Because one of the things that's for sure, even as frustrating as whatever it is might be, turning to the government to solve the problem for you is going to make things even worse.
That's a guarantee.
Andrew, thanks for your call tonight. I don't know if that... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, what I'm usually dealing with is government contracts, and the only issue I have is the regulation on it is most of these guys win multi-year contracts.
Right.
And I think every year should be a ability to rebid.
So we're not talking about a free market then. We're talking about government contracts.
That changes things completely. Ignore everything we ever said about a free market.
Well, they're private companies. They're bidding on government contracts, but they have other like corporate contracts with places like steel or major corporations that require some kind of security personnel.
Sure.
And they all do the same thing. They're cutting each other's legs out, and I don't know how they've been able to do it, but they've been doing it for years, and they found a balance.
Oh yeah.
Like they're still profiting somehow, but they're paying a workforce so little that guys are barely able to get by.
Where are you at in DC? Where are you at in Virginia again?
Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach. Okay. So yeah, big government presence down there. That's tough. I mean, if I were to offer any advice at all, it's figure out how to wean yourself off of the government contracts and things like that. I mean, there's got to be some private business there too. It may seem like less money. The contracts may be smaller, but maybe you can actually...
Maybe be happier.
Happier and do better in the long run.
Andrew, good luck. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Evan on the line in Myrtle Beach, listening to WRNN. Hey, Evan.
Hi, guys. How are you, gentlemen?
Welcome.
I respectfully disagree with your premise about the college.
Which part?
Well, first of all, colleges get tremendous amount of money. In 2013, the Pew Research did the study, $75.6 billion federal and state, $72.7 billion. And that is so many grants and grant programs of talent and so forth. So, of course, this money comes from my property tax, my income tax, other kind of taxes. So for me to say that, all of a sudden that money, whatever you put in your work for a couple of years, and all of a sudden you're entitled to, college, is just a misrepresentation. And as you can tell by my accent, I'm a foreigner, so for me to come in illegally and have illegal kids from Mexico or any other country just because they're smart, all of a sudden being granted the scholarship is kind of a slap in the face to the system and to the people, for those of us who, did everything the right way. That's one point. The second point is the college in this country, because I went to college a couple of years ago.
Well, before you go on with your second point, prepare to continue to be slapped in the face by government, because they don't care about you. They only want to help their buddies.
Right.
Well, that's what government do. Believe me, I defected from a communist country. That's why I'm here. But also my point is that, just because the illegals contribute through stolen identity to somebody else, that's another felony, by the way. You should not be rewarded for it. That's number one. And second of all, through high school, we put in through high school, through all these child credits and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to get all the, that's going to get boring. But, refunding money to them. So I think we need to put a stop to that. The second part is the college.
Put a stop to what exactly? Put a stop to what?
For the illegals. You know, if you're illegal, you don't have to deport them. You just, like in Germany, they do. You have to prove citizenship in order to get to the doctor. You have to go prove citizenship in order to get to school, to raise the kids to school. They're going to self-deport because, believe me, we make it seem like all of a sudden in their country there is a complete starvation and they, you know, nobody told them to come here. They come here out of their own free will. They can leave by their own free will if they feel the system doesn't work for them.
That's interesting. I do want to continue the discussion here in moments. You're saying you don't have to forcibly deport them, just make life uncomfortable, and then they'll leave on their own volition. 855-450-FREE. Let's talk about that. Coming up here, you can also take control of the airwaves on this live Saturday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
always, open phones where you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you might like. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you haven't yet seen Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, you ought to check it out. It's a free hour-and-a-half-long, full feature-length documentary film shot right here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, involving former co-host Derek J. Freeman and his episodes of civil disobedience, for which he was sentenced to 540 days, luckily suspended, in jail. And you get us all caught on video. You can watch it all for free, and it's a lot of fun, and sometimes pretty outrageous. You can go and watch it over at victimlesscrimespree.com. That's victimlesscrimespree.com. As we continue here, we've got Evan on the line in Myrtle Beach. Now, Evan, you said that you yourself immigrated into the United States. Is that right? Where did you come from?
Bulgaria.
Bulgaria.
Gotcha.
And you're kind of frustrated by people who have not jumped through the immigration hoops getting benefits from the state and federal government. You're saying that's not fair and that ultimately you want to put a stop to it by denying benefits to those people in the hopes that they will then self-deport, that they will then leave on their own volition. Is that right? I want to make sure I got what you were saying.
That is absolutely correct. And my point is also, it is, we can't justify and humanize that. It's the same thing. Let me pick an example a little bit on the other side. Criminals, for example. Let's say John Gotti comes to mind. All of a sudden, you know, he killed people. He did bad stuff. He's an extremely smart person to be able to do all of that. But she's still a criminal. So just because this girl is very smart, she's still, her parents or herself, broke the law. So I don't understand what is
this. Yeah, but shouldn't bad laws be broken by good people?
Okay, but what is this to decide bad laws? If everybody has a definition of a bad law, you have a lawless country. Anybody that doesn't like the law, all of a sudden is a bad law.
I'll give you an example of a bad law. Any law that that criminalizes consensual interactions between adults.
Okay, well then change it.
I don't know if you've noticed,
democracy.
But the government...
You guys are talking about democracy, and then you it's only when it's convenience for you, and it becomes a democracy. It's an autocracy.
Well, I don't
not,
support so. Democracy.
Yeah, I'm kind of anti-democracy.
Republic, I understand that, but
I don't support republics either. I'm a you know, liberty-minded person. I believe in freedom, not some sort of organization that's going to result in peaceful people being controlled by their neighbors.
But I will play along that since Ian will sort of bow out of this. But let's talk about it from a constitutional aspect. Let's talk about it from a constitutional aspect. Where does the government get its founding to regulate a lot of the things that it currently regulates? And you can look at the Constitution and you can say, okay, where does it say that the U.S. government can regulate education?
Absolutely nowhere.
Absolutely nowhere.
It also doesn't say they can regulate immigration in the Constitution.
It talks about Congress shall...
There's naturalization in there, but not immigration.
Manage a naturalization process and things like that. That's in the Constitution. But you're right. There is nothing about immigration. So I guess my point would be is that when you take the constitutional aspect, which if you're going to believe in the state and you're going to support what the United States is supposed to be, you do have to take it, the Constitution, very literally. And I think you have to be consistent in that. My problem is D.C. has never been consistent in that.
Mm-mm.
They twist and form it however they wish to use it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
In the Constitution,
correct,
never says that they have to give welfare either. So that's pretty much, you know.
I believe the word welfare is included in their general welfare.
It talks
welfare.
About the general welfare, and that's considered one
general
of the general clauses,
correct,
one of those things that's not specified. It,
right,
it talks, and they didn't have a problem with that when it was a group of people in a room who all understood more or less what they were talking
about.
It
ended up being a huge loophole that they pushed a tremendous welfare state through.
Right, and the court supported.
Well, absolutely. As the nation evolved, you know, they needed people for labor, and, you know, that's going to slavery and all the other stuff. But we don't want to go to that. It's a whole different topic. My other topic is very interesting that nobody's talking about, especially for the education. 3 years ago, I took a class at UNLV just to see what exactly is college in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And what I learned is extremely disappointing. First of all, it was not really an education. It was more like indoctrination.
Sure.
And that's what I said to the teacher. First, I said, are you going to show me, how, teach me how to think or what to think? Because the first day they come in, they say, well, I'm liberal and I want to, you know, be openly, you know, and tell you guys that I'm looking from the left side. I said, that's fine. As long as, you know, you teach me, that's fine. And I took political science. I took social study in English. And what was very disappointing is that you guys talking about cost. I think that every business owner should go and take some classes, because I will say, not to be like exaggerating, but 80% of the students, I will never hire them.
Right.
So I think colleges, as far as the business of education, it does not cost enough, because you need to get the best people to educate for the best that you can use it. Because some of the classes that is unfortunately are mandatory in order for you to get the degree is totally in place to support the system that is not supported.
It is insane, and this is, again, what you do when you mess with the marketplace and when you overregulate and you provide protections for certain groups of people. It should come as no surprise to anyone that if you use socialist tactics to create a university system, that the university system then goes on to teach socialist tactics.
Right.
I mean, That's the first thing. And then you went to UNLV. I would assume you did not take any classes by Hans Hermann Hoppe, because you would have got a completely different viewpoint.
Evan, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue, we've got Walton in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Walton.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome, sir. Good. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I am a retired lieutenant colonel from the Army and now living back in South Carolina. So my colleagues used to tell me that I was more conservative because I was an Army officer and I was in the South and all that. I voted for Tim Scott as far as statewide, and I was just totally confused as far as on the presidential voting. My candidate, I didn't think got much time to talk his point.
And who was your candidate?
Well, I wanted to hear more from, I may not be pronouncing the right, Kasich, but I wanted to hear more from the Libertarian.
Rand Paul?
Rand Paul. I just wanted to hear his viewpoints, because I guess I'm a person of a dialogue of ideas. And what our dialogue in democracy is no ideas, but blocking and name-calling and demagogy. So, you know, I enjoyed this program because I have heard dialogue. And I think dialogue is good, and when it is respectful, you know, dialogue can get heated, but not...
Totally agree, Walton. If you got more to say, stand by. We'll continue. 855-450-FREE, because that's what we do here. I think we do it pretty well, is allow anybody to call in about anything they want. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie.
God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation. The movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can take control of these airwaves on this live Saturday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
We're going to go back into your calls and thoughts. Of course, one of the things you can do to help yourself out is help yourself save money on the stuff that you're probably going to buy anyway, is to go and do your online shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. We touched on that earlier. It allows you to actually get the same great prices you're used to over at Amazon and help Free Talk Live all at the same time. So once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. Walton in South Carolina is still with us here. You were talking about having a dialogue that you appreciate when people are actually able to communicate, and you didn't get that from the, and you continue to not get it, from the politicians, especially at the national level, but I think it's also true at the state level in a lot of cases as well.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And, you know, when you have a dialogue, when you understand you're going to come with a set of biases, but you have to be open to meeting of minds. And so when you resort to name-calling and some of the same issues or standards that were held against or supposedly held against Barack Obama, not being a Christian, not being a U.S. citizen, not this, not that, we elect a guy later on who has, I believe, his moral compass is off by the things that's come out of his mouth, calling, you know, another senator a clown and insulting a veteran of, you know, saying certain things about women, and we exalt him. So the standard is not consistent even in the dialogue, and people have to acknowledge their biases that the standard is not consistent.
Well, I would like to say that my standard is consistent in that I'm biased against all politicians. So
I'm going to hold Donald Trump's feet to the fire, just like I held Barack Obama's. To me, there's
just like
no
George
difference.
Bush,
right, or
yep.
George Bush or yep. Bill Clinton.
Well, absolutely, because you know, like I said, I'm a retired military officer, and the things that I saw while I was in, as far as with President Bush. And nobody raised any questions. I was like, wow, I'm seeing stuff I'm not understanding. I'm seeing general officers retire. And the media doesn't go find out why all these three stars, why they're retiring.
Right.
Because they disagreed with the policy. But we marched forward with the policy, spent a lot of money, lost a lot of lives, and nothing was said about it. Now you have a guy who comes and withdraws the soldiers. Now, as far as I'm concerned, there was never going to be a good time to withdraw. Colin Powell, in the book with Bob Woodward, wrote that Colin Powell said to President Bush, "If you decide to break this, if you go in and break this, it's going to be hard to put it back together." And so now we had this expectation.
By break this, you mean break the the structure of control in the Middle East, in Afghanistan,
right,
or Iraq?
That's right, the state of Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
If you break this, because, we use a term called containment. He was contained. He couldn't go left, couldn't go right.
Saddam Hussein. Saddam.
An eight ball sitting in the corner pocket. You just leave it there.
Right.
Yeah, and it would have been better off had they just left it alone. And then now
absolutely.
You got ISIS as a result of the invasion over there.
Absolutely. And people, when I say, okay, ISIS, is the Iraq, Syria, is the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. So, with Iraq is where it started, breaking it. But now, so there's never a good time to pull out of a bad situation. Usually it's sooner.
No, right, the best time is sooner rather than later.
Right.
It's absolutely true. Walton, good call, man. I appreciate hearing from you, man. Thank you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Unfortunately, the government, their incentive is to make it as late as possible because it's money for their buddies, just like we were talking about. Reward your friends, punish your enemies, keep the wars going as long as possible, because the longer the wars are going, the more military contractors get more contracts, more boots, more tanks, more bombs, more stuff gets manufactured.
And why can't we? I know every Marine out there is all gung-ho for Mattis's appointment as SecDef.
Is the Mad Dog guy?
Mad Dog. But how about Smedley Butler? I mean, he is dead, but have we forgotten war is a racket? And he said it so well, and he said it so clearly, and he said it repeatedly for decades.
And you're former military.
I am former military. Yeah. But, war is designed to make people money, and that's what it's always been about.
On the backs of the poor bastards who are sent into it.
Sure. And those are frequently not the children of the oligarchs.
Indeed. Let's continue with your calls and your thoughts. We've got Glow on the line in Alabama, listening to WAVH in Mobile on the FM band. Hey, Glow.
Hey. Yeah, I'm just so mad about all these people protesting against Donald Trump.
All right. Tell me about
it. I'm a Trump supporter. And I think he had a pretty good message by making America great again. I'm African America, and I don't make much money. But he reminds me of Moses a little bit, because he's trying to lead this country back to a better place. I really believe that. And all these people protesting against Donald Trump, they better be careful before the earth open up and swallow them up.
Now, a lot of people would say that you're an unusual supporter for Donald Trump. I mean, the very least, the mainstream media would want to make it sound like, I mean, first of all, you're a woman. Second of all, you're black. You are like the least likely, supposedly, person to, or one of the least likely to support him. What is your peer group like? I mean, other black women that you know, do they agree with you?
Most of my sisters, my brothers, we all voted for Trump. I had one brother that did not, and he stopped speaking to me because of that. But Hillary did not have a message that piqued my interest. But Donald Trump's message was clear, and I think the scandal that hurt, that made a lot of people just go against him, all the dirt that they pulled up on Donald Trump in doing his earlier years, and sometimes he did just put it in his mouth. But I don't base him on that. His message was to make America great again. He was talking about the inner cities. You were talking about the schools, which was not a lie. You were talking about all the gangs and the violence that goes on in the inner cities. And he was talking about how the rich just get richer, and he would want to go. He wanted to consider all Americans. I looked at the inauguration all day Friday until it went off at 5 o'clock. I liked his message. He was straight to the point. They lasted about 10 or 15 minutes, and a lot of people didn't like it. But I liked the way he said God's going to protect us, and Donald Trump is not lying about a lot of things that he sees. And I do support him. And
interesting.
We were so glad that he won, and he got inaugurated without somebody trying to kill him.
Yeah,
I was kind of watching for that too.
Yeah, I mean, I voted for Obama the first time, but the second time I did not vote for him, and I was so glad to see him and his wife getting their health counseling yesterday.
I think there were a lot of people that felt the same way.
Yeah.
What could Donald Trump do that would turn you against him?
Well, I'm really for the border. I'm really against all the immigrants that's coming in. All the LGBT stuff, I'm not really into all that either. But, you know, I feel like that. Just don't force it on me. That's your own thing, but I'm not going to support it. And I think that if he don't hold up his bargain about really remembering the poor and the middle class, I think that he will lose me then supporter and things like that. I really think that like in his speech yesterday, he said, it doesn't matter whether you're black, brown, or white. We're all Americans. And he was saying he didn't care about what the other country tried to do to better them. He don't blame them, but he wants to do what's better for America. Because this last administration, they've been taking care of everybody else's country. But we just been going down, down, and down. So I wish they would just get a grip. These people don't even listen to nothing he's saying. They just so big on trying to protest against him. And they just need to leave him alone. They really do.
They are not going to leave him alone. I'll tell you that. Eventually, they're going to have to go back to work, so they're going to go home. Hey, Glove, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. That's an interesting call. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You know, breaking the stereotypes there. But then again, there are a lot of kind of southern black conservative folks who are like that. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever you want in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live's live Saturday show coming up.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you. If you dial now, we might be able to sneak in. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian and Chris in the studio tonight. And don't forget, you can go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, if you like the fact that we give lots of features away on the website, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you as much as, you know, $5 to $10 a month for their sites, we do all of the stuff that they do when you have to pay for their sites. We do all that for free, like a webcam, like archives that go back for a decade, various different ways to interact with other listeners, like the front page of the website where you can actually create the content there. If you like the work that we're doing here talking about freedom, 7 nights a week here live on Free Talk Live, then please get behind the show as an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials that our normal podcast does, and also the amp-only Facebook group, which is like the one thing that keeps me from not deleting my Facebook account. Like, I thought this week, like, I want to get I am so sick of Facebook, but then I realized, if I delete my Facebook, then I'll probably disappoint some of the fans of the show, because part of the AMP Facebook group is the hosts of the show are in there.
Oh, yeah, and I consider myself a fan of some of the fans of the show. There's just some great content in there.
Yeah, and it is really the reason that I continue to use Facebook. But it's there for you, and it's one of the perks of being an amplifier. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up for $5 a month via any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Bitcoin right there on the website. Go to AMP, A-M-P-AMP.freetalklive.com. And by the way, that's money that we invest into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations all around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom, because darn it, that's important. And if that's worth $5 a month to you, we really appreciate it. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to Mark in Florida, listening online via the TuneIn app. Hello, Mark.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Welcome, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
The conversation moved along pretty well.
Thanks.
But the two gentlemen before the lady that we just got done with, the military man, mm-hmm. He did mention that Trump the philanderer thing, sort of. And I was thinking, well, there's no one out here called Jesus that's just clean and spotless to be president. And with the previous guy, how he wanted to pound the law onto people until someone else told him it was wrong. My example is Rosa Parks. And I would ask people, if you as a cop that got on the bus with Rosa Parks in the back, would you let her be?
Mm-hmm.
I would let her be. I wouldn't let anyone mess with her because nobody's master.
Because good people disobey bad laws, and that includes good cops. Good cops should be able to look at a law and say, this is not right.
Right.
I'm not going to participate in this.
Yep.
It's that simple. So for someone to say, well, who interprets the Constitution? I do, for me, and you do for you.
Yes.
And you let me be, so I don't have to punch you in the head.
You don't let a bunch of robed men and women decide your morality for you. That's just a ridiculous thing to do, is to subjugate yourself to the decisions of people who are complete strangers.
And I'll tell you, Jefferson and Madison really were vocal in the idea that we should resist bad laws, that a law that you recognize as unconstitutional should be nullified. It should be ignored. 10th Amendment Center does great work in this, but when we look at this stuff, jury nullification or drug law nullification. Every single state that has a medical marijuana program is practicing nullification. They're saying, we recognize the federal law, we know that we're in violation of it,
screw
and
you.
We don't care. Screw you. Yeah.
Yeah, but even in a different light, you got to admit. Or I suppose, I don't know if I'm using the best words, but you got to accept or realize that Trump's working on an international scale where some guys believe that you chop their head off if they do something wrong. And he's at a whole complete level of, he's leaving the United States, and I don't know if that's good, but he was a bit of international, but he's got people and things, and he's got to convince them that you can't slap anybody. Somehow
you
gotta let you figure out. You can't just walk up and you just can't drop bombs on people.
I hope that's his position.
Yeah, I kind of do too.
I mean, we're going to see for sure. We're going to find out soon enough whether or not that's his position, because he did talk about a new era of peace for the United States. But then again, I tend to not believe politicians when their lips are moving.
Right. He also talks about inner cities. And he has no business there as president. Washington, D.C. has no business in Chicago or Illinois or Florida. If there's a flood in Florida, if the governor and the thousands of people he's got working for him can't handle it, then there's something wrong with that governor. Washington, D.C. doesn't belong there for any reason.
Well, I don't think Washington, D.C. should exist. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call tonight.
Exactly.
I appreciate where you're coming from, which is why I support secession.
And, other than some nice restaurants in Georgetown and DuPont Circle, I could do without D.C.
Yeah, I hope to never have to set foot in that city ever again. I had to go there for a couple of radio conferences about a decade ago, and it's just, the more government there is around, the more icky I feel wherever it is.
And that is, it's insane. I used to go down there to work, and it was nightmarish.
The traffic's bad, too.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Abel in New Hampshire, listening online via the LRN app. Go ahead, Abel.
Hi.
Hey there.
Get through. Good to talk to you, Ian. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to bring up, that call, what was her name, Glow?
Glow, yeah.
Glow. Is she with the woman with a YouTube presence? There's a Glow, a black woman who's probably got that kind of nature that's got a real big YouTube presence. And I
don't know. I didn't know that, so I didn't know to ask.
Yeah, yeah.
Woman with the YouTube channel from Mobile, Alabama? Because if that's the case, I'd say that there's a good chance that was her.
She's down there. I don't know. She's an interesting woman.
Huh.
But anyway, obviously from her call, which was great. Getting back to learning, the kids and school and college and all of that stuff, what I'd like to get out as a meme is the idea that basically what learning is the intake of data. Do you guys concur with that?
I think you have to think critically about it.
It's the intake of data, the proper help to, guidance and what have you. And
I think it is also the assessment of that data. You have to
critical thinking, interpreting.
But it's all about data for the most part.
Okay.
I mean, the biggest piece of it is about data.
New information,
And so basically, my statement is that the incremental cost of data with the present IT capabilities is approaching zero.
Yep, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, if you have this ability to deliver data for nearly free, why the hell is it so costly to put kids through 12 years of school and 4 years of college? Why is that costly at all?
I'll give you a clue, and the answer starts with the letter G.
Government.
And it's government, of course it is, and until
the old guard as well. I mean, it's these dinosaur institutions are not going to go away quietly into the night. They're going to stick around.
We don't need the dinosaurs. All we need is people to understand is that they just need to get data in. And
brother, I'm with you on that. But the problem is, as long as you've got the government running the school system, and by the way, thanks for the call tonight. As long as you've got government running the school system, the grade school and high school and all that, there's constant bombarding of you. You've got to go to college. You've got to go to college. You've got to go to college.
The only way you're going to get ahead. And in one sense, he's very right. Why do people continue to do this? I think it's great when we have shows like this that talk about alternatives to the traditional model of education. And we're getting more and more callers that talk about this. What about what about Udacity? What about Coursera? All these things. These are becoming known. Almost everybody's heard of Khan Academy. I just see this as going away. And it will be the market that drives it into the dirt, and I can't wait for it.
And yeah, maybe we'll see that bubble burst. Maybe we'll see that that break from their control over people's minds in our lifetime. Because with the rapid flow of information due to the internet, now these ideas and the truth about college can get out there. You're not, in a lot of cases, going to make more money because you go to college. That's a lie that they tell people to get them to sign up. It's a sales pitch.
It is.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effectively approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.